Read on, August 2022. One of the world's largest carbon sinks is just below our feet. Miles and miles of fungi networks below the ground help keep carbon out of the atmosphere. By Franziska Langer. Carbon sink is the term for things that absorb carbon dioxide so it stays out of the atmosphere. Too much carbon dioxide causes climate change, so anything that pulls it out of our environment can help against global warming. We know trees in a forest do this, but now scientists are beginning to understand that there are some busy little helpers in the forest soil too. Fungi. Fungi also store carbon dioxide. A lot of it. If fungi make you think of your favourite pizza, you're not wrong. But the mushrooms we see and eat are only the visible parts of organisms in the soil. And they're a small part too. Fungi build networks of filaments in the ground, which are called mycelium. Around the world, these filaments are thought to be trillions of miles long. It's through these filaments that some fungi species form symbiotic relationships with plants and trees. A symbiotic relationship means at least one of those things is helped by the other. Fungi connect with the roots of plants, forming mycorrhizal networks. From the Greek myco, for of fungi, and rhiza, for root. These networks help plants and trees communicate about parasites and diseases. They also keep the soil healthy, which helps plants grow. Fungi are sometimes called the coral reefs of the soil because they are so important for biodiversity. But mycorrhizal networks have another important function. They allow fungi to trade with plants. The fungi give the plants important nutrients that they couldn't get otherwise, and the fungi get some of the carbon that plants produce during photosynthesis. Carbon is the basis of many food webs. By storing it in the soil, mycorrhizal networks not only enrich the soil, they also sequester about 5 billion tons of carbon dioxide each year, the emissions of 1 billion cars in 1 year. That makes soil the second biggest carbon sink in the world, after oceans, but only if there are enough fungi. Forests with lots of fungi store 8 times as much carbon as those without fungi. However, pollution, logging and farming are destroying these fungi networks. More than 90% of the Earth's soil could be degraded by 2050. This means that the planet would lose most of the little carbon helpers in the soil. And losing those fungi means speeding up climate change. To protect fungi, the Society for the Protection of Underground Networks, SPUN, plans to collect 10,000 fungi samples from all around the world. The scientists working on the project want to look at how nutrients flow in the fungi networks and how this changes under different conditions. They will also make the first map of fungi networks, so they can see which ecosystems are most in danger, and which fungi species are able to store more carbon or live in extreme weather. These hardy species could then be used where they're needed. It's clear that many factors have an effect on the climate, but protecting fungi is a natural solution that could drastically reduce carbon emissions. As Jeremy Grantham, who funds the SPUN project, says, just below our feet lies an invaluable ally in mitigating climate change.